bad. From what happened with the relationship between Avraham Avinu and Lot, when the machlekes erupted between the shepherds. So we are to glean a lesson, the Hulahachik Midas Hakino. Now one told him that you make your choice. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. So he offered him the choice. And in that situation, of course, he had the prerogative to choose the better area for the pasture. For who? So what do we learn from here? Lahachik Midas Hakino. Kivoy Agia, to remove oneself as far as possible from the attribute of jealousy. Kivoy Agia Hefset, the kibbutz hamidini mashalayala. That can cause great destruction in society. Haretire Shavron Lekina Belek. Avraham was not, did not demonstrate any jealousy of Lot. If Lot will have the better area for his flock, Avraham was on up here, gave him the choice. With his topic, and he was satisfied with Bameshi as we were late Namir, whatever he will leave for him, in spite of the fact that Avraham had the keach, certainly had the power to take the better area, the chazaka, by force, even if Lot refused to submit. Kikvah his kaba abon lochim had so much strength that he was able to overwhelm fear and lochim kmoshi super achazir. And the other fact is that Avraham, who was the one who took him with him and brought him to this place, and this was incumbent, this made it caused it to be incumbent upon Lot, that he should recognize that Avraham is the master of the situation. I mean, that he deserves the preference, the privilege, because after all, he brought him, it was with him, and he gave him that. It's as if he gave him that. So now I should let you take the better chelik, at least the chvez, or maybe a cable or something. Why should you get the better one? But the Rabbah defines it as if he would have not given, denied him that chance, that here today, whichever part is best for him, he would have constituted an expression or a feeling of jealousy, of kidding. I'm just standing on my rights. But that standing on my rights means that I don't want to give you the better part. Why should I let you choose, make the choice? This is a degree of kine. It's not that it's something kine with a great force, but it belongs to the family. It can already be termed as an act of, I'm jealous. I need Rasabi to give him the better part. Let him take the better part. I should give him. Me, I wish I give it to him. And it's not that the Torah demands of a person that he should not care or be concerned about the preservation of his possessions. For Haraya, we know that Rabbah emphasizes that in HaTorah HaShishi, who the Midas, that Avraham Avinu was extremely careful to assure that his possessions and the flood that he had would be Be'ez HaShalem, that it could be Avraham, even though he was a Shubah Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Tatzloche, from destiny he was Mishtadel. He exerted every effort that when he left Mitzrayim, he took everything with him, and he was not in a rush to return to Eretz Yisrael, which was so much beloved to him, to the Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael, to go faster, because it might cause some damage to his possessions. So in other words, it is the derech of a tzaddik to preserve his possessions. Yes, that is so. But when you are insisting that when we do have to divide or separate. And you only give me the berachah, you only want to give me the choice. And you rather have equal rights, which he says definitely emphasizes the fact that was coming to him. He had the power and was coming to him because he was the one who really brought him here. He was the one who really bestowed it upon him. It was through his efforts that he had all this. So why should you get it, not I? But this would mean kine. Why should you have better than this? How it has better than you? Now what's the poem? Avod machlokes. Let me take the better part. This is kine. In Akeles Hasiri, he says that if Taylor is teaching us savlanus, constraint, tolerance, even in spite of the machlokes, because intolerance can cause a great deal of pain and trouble. He was not, didn't show any anger. He could have had a time, it's too late. Why don't you stop your hoyim? Why don't you tell him that what they're doing is wrong? And it's with exhaling it, entering into different fields, and they're running into a conflict with my people who represent me. And he gave, and he wasn't in Kasafir. To the extent that he even gave him the prayer to make the choice, whatever he wants. So this also touched not only about no kine, but also sablonus, tolerance, to tolerate it. And after how you ballot, after going through these two areas, these abdomus, we come to the 14th one, where he says, what do we learn in the fourth lesson of the Midos? What has happened, transpired between Avraham and Lot at this juncture, teaches us to remove yourself to the furthest distance, the farthest distance from the river, of Machlekes. Because Meriva is a preventive. It's an impediment that you cannot overcome. If you are in pursuit of obtaining, acquiring Shleimus, this will be an impregnable barrier. Achikro nimna nevuah l'Avraham. Avraham lost the nevuah because of the Meriva. Because the river existed in his camp, in his place, until Lot left him, he didn't have the Shechina. After the river ceased and everything stabilized and peace and quiet returned to the household of Avraham, that's when the Shechina came to him. That's when he was able to attain that status which he sought. Dearly sought. We just learned he gave him the choice. He wasn't in kas. He had no talents to him. Why don't you take care of your goyim? Why don't you quiet them down? And why don't you make sure that everything is peaceful? And in kas and satyamut, and gave him the prayer, gave him the freedom of choice, because that might already smack with some kind of kinet. Even though he's allowed to preserve and should preserve his holdings, his wealth, his possessions. A tzaddik has to do that. But still, there's meriva there. Even if that may be one silent, it's one silent. And I take it in stride. I don't respond. I have satlons. I don't fight back. I give him the choice. I'll think. And the Shechina doesn't come to me. I cannot reach where there's a meriva going on in my presence. I hear it. I don't know whether it really has an impact or whatever. Is it mystical because it's in a meriva here which I have to remove, which is incumbent upon me to remove, even though it's not my fault? or it passes, it penetrates somehow, even though it does not manifest itself in intolerance or ankine, and everything, all of the medias are intact in order of hotepesach, prayer. It's difficult to determine that. But there's a merive, this we do know, if there's a merive going on, even though I'm not a participant, the Shechina will not enter into this area. It's not, doesn't, can't come. But this is how, to what extent a person has to avoid and escape from machlekes, from a river.